Time to talk travel. It's our last travel segment for the year with Quentin Long from Australian Traveller. He's on the telephone now. Mate, happy Christmas. Happy New Year. It's been a great year. Thank you for all you've done.
Mate, my absolute pleasure. It's been lovely to talk to you and everybody every week or so and try and share some joy of travel, although there's been a few horrors of travel in there as well. So my absolute pleasure, and I want to make sure everyone out there has a great time over Christmas and New Year and get some recharging and get ready for a great year next year.
Yeah, look, have you had a highlight this year as far as the travel industry is concerned and Australia's contribution to the Australian travel industry? What's been your highlight?
My highlight was the 100th edition of Australian Traveller magazine. So, you know, that's a bit of a milestone for me personally. In Australia was going back to Broome to see Broome after 20 years. You know, that's where I dreamt up Australian Traveller. Internationally, I think doing that riverboat cruise that I spoke to you from was pretty good, but also the cruise around the Greek islands, I think, was amazing and seeing them from a different perspective, but also seeing a new cruise brand in Virgin Voyages, which is pretty magnificent. So it's been a pretty chockers amazing big year. I love going to Noosa as well with the family, so I've been very blessed this year.
I guess for me and a lot of other Australians, the low light was seeing the rise and fall of Qantas. And yes, we are all hoping that once again we can all be really proud of that flying kangaroo.
Yes, well, I'm with you on that. I've just had a horror aviation day yesterday.
Okay, I want to know. Now, I happen to know that you've got a horror story involving Virgin and Qantas. So, okay, I want you to...
Here's my rant. You ready?
I want you to rant, and I want you to relieve yourself of this burden on my listeners this morning. What's happened?
So I'm down in Adelaide. I'm on the 8 o'clock flight, or 7:55, last flight out of Adelaide to Sydney. And that is where I went wrong, Luke, because they cancelled the flight. Mm. And I call them up and say, you've cancelled the flight. Great. Can you pull me on the flight beforehand?
So which airline are you with?
Virgin.
Virgin, yes.
Virgin. And Virgin says, no, we can't fit you on that flight, even though we've cancelled you. We're putting you on a flight tomorrow, leaving at 8 a.m. and flying you from Adelaide to Melbourne, Melbourne to Sydney. Mm. No, that doesn't suit me. I've got things to do. Mm. What about later in the day? Can you do that? No, there's no direct flights we can put you on tomorrow between Adelaide and Sydney. Now, I know that's not true because I looked at the website. There were a few flights in the afternoon. But anyway, and then they say, and they don't even offer to, like, what are they going to do? They're not going to put me up. They don't even talk about that. And then I go, well, I can't do that. I've got to go home tonight because I've got to do something tomorrow. And I go, all right, I'll call you back if I want to cancel. I then go to Qantas and get it on the Qantas app. Mm-hmm. I look at their flights. They've got an 8 o'clock flight. Mm. $442 one way Adelaide to Sydney.
Oh, no.
Now, look, I can't complain. It's as I've said to you a million times, I've got a gun against my head to pay it. I could have actually gone back to Virgin and made them put me up and all that sort of stuff. And I said, no, it's all right. I've got to go. I've got to pay this. I put in the details. I've got a colleague with me. I put in her details. I do all the steps. No, I fill in all the contact details. No, I don't want your travel insurance. No, I don't want your cars. I don't want your... Get to the last screen, about to put in my credit card details, and the app goes, oh, sorry, we've had a problem.
No.
So I had to go back to the beginning.
Oh, isn't that annoying?
No. Luke, it went from $422. Sorry, I think I said $442. It was $422. Mm-hmm. It's now $492.
When you log back on.
Yes. $492 Adelaide to Sydney one way, and it's gone up by $70, and they've locked me out of the system so they can put up the price on me. I reckon that's bloody illegal because I've accepted their price and they've actually renegotiated the price after I accepted it. So, furious.
What can you do about it?
Furious. Nothing.
If you, the travel guru, founder of Australian Traveller, Australian International Traveller, if you can't do anything, what hope have we got?
Exactly. But look, all you can say.
Wow, that's got to be illegal.
The Qantas reputation has got to be worked on, and they know that, and they got to keep hearing from people like all our listeners, you and me, you know. And look, let's be honest, I've been pretty supportive. Balanced about it.
I think you have.
Balanced about it. So I was a bit irritated. You know, at 4:22, I was like, it's okay. It's a supply and demand game. There is a lot of demand right now because Virgin cancelled that flight. That is the way it goes. But when you kick me out just after I'm about to book it and then charge me $70 a ticket more, absolutely outraged.
Okay, imagine you're one of the passengers on that ship that was going to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And they stopped just short and turned around and said, you're not getting off. What happened there? Yep.
Oh, I got in a lot of trouble about this. Not a lot of trouble. I took a very interesting call from the P&O PRs who were irritated with me because I was on a current affair with Ali Langdon about this. So, look, the Kiwis are really, really diligent and pretty strong on their environmental protections. And, you know, we talked about this earlier this year, you know, like about February when it first happened. So there were four ships in November, December, January, February last season who were turned away from New Zealand because they had what they call eco-foul on their hulls. And the Kiwis are really diligent about it and are really enforcing it now, which was new. And a few of those cruise ships had to be turned away from Kiwi waters and then had to get their hulls cleaned. And the P&O ship had not been granted access to the Kiwi waters before they left. They were told, you have to clean your hull. And then they organised to have somebody clean it in waters off New Zealand, and then they would be able to enter the waters. But they still hadn't been given permission. So if they, you know, if they'd cleaned it and the Kiwis still said not good enough, they would have been turned away. They got out to where they were meant to clean it. The seas were too rough. They couldn't get it cleaned. And the Kiwis said, sorry, you can't come in. Now, I said they should never have left Sydney. And they took a risk. They took a risk to get it cleaned in open water. And they then, you know, their customers are now suffering because of their risk. And they were peeved at me because they were saying, how can you say that? And I was like, well, you took a risk. Customers are now paying for it. They said, well, we communicated to our customers before they left that this may happen. And I look at the rest of the industry that saw this happen last year, and I know one cruise ship was parked off Brisbane. They had a three-day cruise to nowhere. They parked it, they cleaned the hull, they got it ready to go to New Zealand. Another ship got cleaned in Hawaii. They're only offering 50% refund. They didn't even get into the Kiwi waters. They didn't get anything of the cruise that they were promised, and they're only offering a 50% refund. Now, I will acknowledge that they did say to their customers that it may happen, and they did say that before they got on board, and they did offer them a solution at that stage. But I think that they could have done a better job, and I think it's a real letdown for those poor people that got nothing.
Cleaning the ship of what? What cleaning off what?
Oh, so when you're in water, you get what they call foul, you know, eco foul. Like, so in the P&O case, this is what irritated me, Luke, is that they said it was really only two mussels and a piece of coral.
Two mussels and a piece of coral on a ship, and that's what the fuss was about.
Yes, but that doesn't matter because the Kiwi said you are not allowed to enter. They're allowed to say that. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It shouldn't devalue the argument because it's up to the Kiwis. You know, what do Australians love to say? We will decide on who enters this country on the basis which they enter. The Kiwis are allowed to say,
of course, they are.
We want a clean hull. You know,
imagine and being so on board.
They were alerted to this before it happened. So yeah, I don't want to end on a ranty.
No, rant away, mate. Listen.
I'm really, really disappointed for those customers on the P&O ship. I think it's disingenuous to say we offered to get them off before they did. You know, we offered, told them that this could happen before they did and then take the risk and then their customers suffer and then only offer them a 50% refund.
All right. I hope you feel better. Quentin Long, Australian traveller. Let's finish this year on a high note. what are you really looking forward to next year?
I'm going to New York City in January, and then I'm going to go down to Miami and get on that brand new massive ship that Royal Caribbean is launching called the Icon of the Seas. I'm probably going to go back to the Kimberley in March, and that's all I've got planned at the moment.
All right.
That's about it.
Well, we'll look out for Aussie Traveller, and you can go aussietraveller.com. And you can subscribe, you can pick it up at your newsagent, and you can go online and have a look at it too. Quinton, sorry that happened to you. I've got to ask you, the original Virgin fare from Adelaide to Sydney that was cancelled on you, how much was that?
$246. It was already bloody expensive.
$246, one way, Adelaide to Sydney.
Yes, they now I'm paying $496.
$496 with Qantas.
And I was meant to pay $422.
Yeah, I've written it down.
And then Qantas just dished me and away we went. But anyway.
All right.
Can I just quickly say, I've got a whole heap here and I'll just quickly say, if you have lost for a Christmas present, don't buy stuff people have to look after. Buy a travel experience. You can buy gift cards from lots of travel operators out there. I'll give you a quick case study. Contiki, you can buy a gift card for Contiki. At least about 50% of Contiki tours are bought by parents and grandparents for children.
Okay.
You can buy a gift card from Intrepid. You can buy a gift card from Flight Centre. You can buy a gift card from, you know, My Holidays. There's lots and lots of opportunities to do that. Or go to a travel agent and say, I want to buy someone a cruise, or I want to contribute to a cruise. Can we do it that way? And there's lots and lots of ways to do it. Give people experiences.
There you are. Give the gift of travel this Christmas from Quinton. Quinton, we will talk next year.
Next year, buddy. Have a great time.
There you are. Quinton Long, our travel guru here on The Night Shift on Triple M.